John Mayer, no such thing. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and it's time for the Fort Knox Update with Colonel Lance O'Brien. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I had a great morning of PT.
Got oh, little, that's always fun.
Got a little coffee. Well, I go to CrossFit Hard Knox, and they put me through a pretty good one this morning, so it's a good way to start the day.
What time does your day start?
This morning at 4. So I have to get up in time so that I can, the WOD or the workout of the day started at 5. So I have to get up at 4 so I can drink a cup of coffee and let my body wake up before I go, you know, do something overly strenuous.
I thought it was rough for us.
What was the old
I'm
motto?
I'm glad we don't have to do PT.
Army, we do more before you get out of bed than most people do all day or something. Yeah,
yeah,
it's true.
I can validate that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the COVID-19 masking requirements on post.
Okay, so you know what? COVID, I've decided, is kind of like that bear you find in your car when you're on vacation. And it doesn't want to get out. It just wants to hang out and say, oh, boo-boo, let's go get some, you know, whatever. So that's what I've decided that COVID is now. It just won't go away. But I just want to let our neighbors know that are off the installation, and if they're planning on coming on the installation, that we do have masking requirements. If you are not vaccinated, and just kind of a general rule of thumb, if you are not vaccinated, but let's say you're outside and you're practicing social distance, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you're not vaccinated, pretty much any time you go into one of our facilities, whether it is the PX or the or whatever you may be utilizing there on the installation, you'll be wearing a mask. For those folks that aren't vaccinated or that are vaccinated, you're pretty much mask-free except for a couple of our high-risk places. So the clinic and the CDC, just because there's some at-risk populations there. So, but other than that, you know, we welcome you on. We want you to come on the installation, but just be aware of our masking requirements. And if you go to our Fort Knox webpage, we do have a COVID tab. And if you click on that, there's a really simple infographic that if you take a look at, one side is unvaccinated, one side's vaccinated, and it kind of tells you when and where you need to be wearing a mask.
All right. And you got a CYS virtual recruitment fair coming up.
Yes, I am looking to add teammates to the team with our child youth services. So from now until July 28th, we'll have an open recruiting, an online recruiting at our Fort Knox Family MWR website. So if you go to that website, you can take a look at there, and they'll have the different jobs that are on there. You can hit the link, and you can apply for it through a virtual and do the virtual thing on that. With that, we have to have everybody. If you're going to be applying for the job, you got to be on there before or no later than 10:30 a.m. on July 28th to be eligible. And with that, if you are selected and hired, we'll offer a $200 recruiting bonus for new hires once they are officially on board. So they go through the process of our onboarding, they'll get a $200 hiring bonus. But if you also stay there for 6 months, you get another $800 as a recruitment bonus.
Wow!
Or a retention bonus.
That
so,
is
yeah.
wonderful.
I'm looking for teammates, and I'm looking to pay you well. So go ahead and come on out, check that out between now and 10:30 on July 28th. And like I said, hope to see you on the team.
All right, and Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. I'm gonna hand this over to my aquatics manager, Shane Yates, another one of my teammates here. So he's gonna talk through that.
So we'll be hosting our annual Christmas in July event at the Fort Knox Water Park this Saturday, July 24th. We'll be open normal time from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. But during that time, from 1 a.m. or from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be doing a little bit of a Christmas theme activities, games, and a little bit of Christmas twist. Some decorations. Santa Claus will be there. Actual real Santa Claus will be there. Some kids don't think it's real. I'm like, no, Santa Claus will be there. From 1 to 4 to take pictures, hand out, you know, stuff, and this and that. Entry for that is $6 for military-affiliated individuals, $8 for non-military-affiliated. And if you have a pool pass, of course, it's free because you've already got a pool pass for that. For more info, you can visit our FMWR website. It'll be real fun. This is our annual event for the water park. It's, like I said, due to COVID, kind of been up and down, but
yeah,
we're excited for it.
Well, how many people have pictures of themselves in their bathing suits with Santa Claus?
Typical, absolutely. So. Or how many people see Santa Claus in a bathing suit? Yeah, that's just.
No,
be like, Santa Claus
a
owns a bathing suit? What? Yeah, no, he's got one. He takes vacation like everybody else.
All right, Shane Yates and Colonel Lance O'Brien, thanks so much for the Fort Knox update, and we are Quick C 98.3.